Welcome to 5 with Phil, where we take 5 minutes and answer the questions that you have for Pastor Phil. And so today is a great question. It's one that I imagine a lot of people think through. Maybe they don't voice, but they think through, and it's this. How can I get over that I'm a bad person and going to hell for my past mistakes?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know anyone who doesn't wish some of their past away.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think you would say the same. I would say the same in my own life. It's part of being human. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing about coming to Christ is that we understand, well, at least the gospel tells us when we come to Christ, we are new creations. Mm. So, okay, let's start there. But I think I'd actually like to break down that question into two parts, into a psychological part, because thinking about the past, and then into a spiritual part of, you know, it talks a little bit about the fear of hell there, right?
Yeah.
And so there's kind of both components there. And I'd say psychologically, I think a lot of people wrestle with, I'm a bad person. I've done this. How could God love me? How could God's grace be enough for me?
Yeah.
Well, it just is, and he does, right? I mean, that's part of what I love about the gospel. It's just truth right there.
Yeah.
But
it's hard to accept.
It is.
It can be.
Yeah. It is. But we have to accept that. And I think there's a difference as we live our lives, even post making the decision to follow Jesus, between conviction and guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so conviction is something that's the role of the Holy Spirit in our life.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a
really
good
thing.
That we need
to welcome it.
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes we think it's a negative. It's like, no, it's a good thing.
If you don't feel conviction, bro,
like,
there's something really, really wrong, right?
Yeah.
Because then you know, like, you're not even sensing God.
Yeah.
When you have conviction about something that you've said, thought, or did. That's a good thing.
It's God's way of drawing us to
Him.
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yeah, and it's meant to make us closer to God.
Yeah.
Guilt and shame, we know, come from the enemy of our soul. Mm-hmm. You know, the accuser, right? He wants to keep it in front of us. And simply said, it's not from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when he keeps it in front of us, we wrestle with it. Like, I'm not good enough, or I'll never get over this. This is who I am.
Yeah, my sin defines me.
Yeah, I'm defined by this for sure. There is, in Revelation 12, we read that Satan is the accuser of all who want to follow Christ. Mm-hmm. And so recognizing that he's going to hold our past in front of us is important, because it's like, there you went again.
Yeah.
You did it again. See, you're not that great.
When you know the tricks, right? You kind of, that's what's happening.
Right. Yeah. So there is a difference, obviously, between conviction and guilt and shame. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit, draws us closer to God.
Yeah.
Guilt and shame come from the accuser of our souls, and its main purpose is to separate us from
God.
That's
a really good thought, yeah.
And so that, I think, if you can delineate that and understand that, you'll be miles ahead. So that's the psychological part, okay?
Yeah.
The spiritual part, not that that isn't spiritual, but that has to do with our minds. I just think the fear of hell is an unhealthy, unrational fear, if you've made the best decision of your life, which is to follow Jesus, right? Jesus promises eternal life and life to the full when we put our trust and our hope and our faith in Him.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the whole message of the cross. Death has been defeated. The grave is no more, so to speak. Hell has been defeated. The powers of hell have been defeated. And so if we fear hell because of our past mistakes, if we've confessed and laid them before God, we just got to understand we're forgiven and forgiven forever.
Yeah.
That's a key point. Like Psalm says, He takes our sins and separates them as far as the east is from the west. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, right? Like, there's just so much hope in that. Yeah. It's not just,
if I wasn't saved, I would be right now.
Yeah, there you go, bro. See,
Lord.
but it's like all, like, it says it right there, all your sins, right? Mm-hmm. And so just recognizing that, and it's not a one-time deal, it's a forever deal.
Yeah. One, I've heard it been said this way, that, you know, because this is a new nature that you talked about, right? The new nature that we have in Christ when we come to faith. One, maybe you'd say, you know, born again, but this new nature sometimes takes some time to become second nature, right?
For sure.
And so when you live in this idea of either you're guilty because of what you've done, or you're filled with shame because of who you are, right? That's kind of like the difference there. is, and you live it there for years, to come to this place where you actually think God's grace can come and erase that, maybe not the consequences of that, those still exist, but erase that from our slate. It's such a crazy idea because nothing's free in life,
right?
And I mean, this wasn't free, but nothing is that. It's too good to be true.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
It could be hard.
Yeah. I like in Revelation 1, we actually read Jesus is talking in that chapter, and he says, I'm the living one. I once was dead, but now I am alive. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm alive forever and ever. So, okay, that defeats death. And he says, it's because I hold the keys to death and hell.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus holds the keys to hell, right? Yeah. Like, he says it right there. And I'm like, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who is, as we know, is interceding for us every day.
Yeah.
And loves us and has grace and mercy enough for us.
Wow.
Says, I got the keys, so don't worry.
Yeah.
And so I think the fear of hell is irrational if we follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, much more could be said.
Yeah.
But our time is up. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can text those in to 780-652-1515.